Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Ronnie Lynn.
If you only acted your age, this wouldn't have happened. Those words were spoken to me by my dear friend Claudia at the wedding of her youngest daughter. I'm now 73, and this incident happened a few years ago. I met Claudia after I started riding a motorcycle in my 50s. I thought it would be a good hobby to retire into after seeing all these gray-haired, overweight old men cruising around South Florida. So I took the motorcycle safety course and passed it on the very first try. I bought myself a 450cc motorcycle, a black leather jacket, and a helmet. And after a while, I got the hang of it. I joined a motorcycle club and met Claudia and was so impressed by her because she knew what she was doing. So I would always ride behind her. And I'd say to myself, if she can do it, I can do it. We became fast friends and even drove up to North Carolina several times. Claudia liked North Carolina and bought a home there and invited me up to visit. One day we're walking down the main street of Hendersonville and we stopped in front of a local music store, and in the window was this cutest little pink ukulele that I had ever seen. And she said, I'm going in to buy that ukulele. And I'm not a jealous type, and I have no music in me whatsoever. But at that moment, I really wanted that pink ukulele. But I didn't say a word. And she went in and bought it. About 2 months later, I asked her, what did you do with that pink ukulele? And she said, I threw it into my granddaughter's toy box. So I said, do you mind if I borrowed it for a while? And so started my foray into my ukulele life and out of my motorcycle life. I went to a ukulele meetup. It's called FUN, Florida Ukulele Network. And we have a big organization with festivals, met some wonderful musical friends along the way, bought a couple of Hawaiian shirts. And I even played the ukulele at her daughter's bridal shower and Claudia's wedding at the Broward County Courthouse to her new motorcycle husband. So the night of her daughter's wedding, it was a beautiful outdoor wedding in Pompano. I dolled myself up. I even wore a dress. And she seated me at the couple's table with her and her husband. And I'm being the only single person there. So after the beautiful dinner, the band started playing, and I got up to dance off some calories and danced my heart away with this little girl at the next table and had a great time. And afterwards, I sat down next to Claudia, all happy and exhausted. And she turned to me with her granddaughter on her lap and said, don't bother to show up at the Sunday brunch tomorrow. And if you acted your age, this wouldn't have happened. Well, of course, I was mortified and shocked beyond disbelief, but she would never tell me what had happened. After Claudia got up from saying those remarks, I looked at her husband and he said to me, Ronnie, I have no idea what just happened. Now, I know I had a couple of glasses of wine, but I can't imagine what I had done to deserve that remark. I left the party early and texted her and her daughters many times to try to get an understanding of what had happened, but I never got a response. She never would tell me. We had shared so much together in the past 20 years, holiday dinners, fun times, and just shared experiences. But she was obviously so hurt by what I had done that she ended a friendship so fast and completely after 20 years. Since then, I've learned a few things. I juggle 5, hula hoop like a youngster, ride a unicycle, jumped out of a perfectly good airplane, as they say. I was chosen 3 consecutive years at the O Miami Poetry Contest. And just recently, on the 4th of July, I paddleboarded on Lake Michigan in my Lady Liberty outfit. Now, I want to say that with the deepest regret that I have lost her friendship. But when I sit down and write my life story, the title is definitely going to be, "If You Only Acted Your Age, This Wouldn't Have Happened."
Ronnie Lynn with what appears to be a real mystery.
About one of the most mysterious aspects of our lives, friendship.
20 years is a long way to go to just forget somebody.
Yeah, and that brings to mind the opening line, "If you'd only acted your age, this wouldn't have happened." First of all, I loved that opening. It was so great because right away we're wondering, you know, we have 1,000 questions. And that "you" in a story always puts us on the, what did I do? What did I do? You know, on the defensive. But opening with dialogue and opening with something clearly so mysterious and so disturbing is a great opening. But what I love about that line is the irony of it, because clearly her friend didn't act her age, because her friend didn't behave like a mature human being and say, well, this is what happened. And many of us, I'm going to take a guess because I've spoken to people about this, many of us have been in situations where somebody's just stopped talking to us, stopped being our friend, and we ask, what did I do? Let me apologize. What did I do? And either we can't get a chance to talk to that person or the person will just not tell us. And it's incredibly frustrating. And she doesn't solve the mystery.
It hurt Ronnie. She spent a lot of time trying to figure out what went wrong.
And what makes the story so successful is that we're left with that feeling of hurt as well. In other words, the way most stories are structured, there's a mystery or there's a question or there's an itch that needs to be scratched or there's a quest that needs to be gotten on, and then there's a solution. The fact that there's no solution to that kernel of the mystery, which is the friendship, I think is very successful. What is the solution in the story, to my mind? What brings the story to a useful and effective conclusion is we may never know what Claudia was mad at, but we know that Claudia lost this fantastic person. And you know what they say, living well is the best revenge. And certainly Ronnie recovered and lived very well.
Hearing this story, I originally thought it was because of something to do with the ukulele, but that wasn't it.
Yeah, I think the ukulele was a red herring. In other words, maybe that's a solution to the mystery. No, it isn't. I look at that as a really good example of their friendship and of the fact that they liked the same things and that Claudia was happy to give her the ukulele or seemed to be happy to give her the ukulele. I saw that as a building up of how close these people were and what they shared. And that Claudia, maybe she was buying the ukulele for her grandchild, so she saw it as a toy. Obviously, she put it in the toy box. And her friend Ronnie was buying it as a musical instrument. So then we see that there was actually a disconnect in their goals. One sees it as, this isn't your age. You're not a little kid. And the other sees it as, I'm a child of the universe. I can do whatever I want.
Well, it's funny how she didn't take that as an insult. It was more of a compliment to her. She enjoyed not acting her age.
I think that's really true. And I love the list that she gives at the end of all the things that she's done since. Juggle five. I'm assuming that means five things. We think of juggling as three. Juggling five is pretty amazing. Hula hoop, like a kid, unicycle. I mean, she is just this fantastic person with so many skills and so many interests. And why would anybody want her to act 73? What we think of, now I shouldn't even say that, because what we think of as 73 changes all the time. It used to be 73 was old. It's not old anymore at all.
Definitely not for Ronnie. It's almost as if she's a role model, how you should behave to enjoy yourself.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I think that Claudia would do well to learn from Ronnie rather than to criticize.
That's sad, though. It's kind of sad that that wasn't resolved.
If it weren't this, it might have been something else that Claudia in some way held her back. So maybe for both of them, it's just as well that they agreed to start seeing other people, as we say.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand there's a new venue for storytelling?
Yes, poetry, storytelling, improv, music. The Robot Brewing Company in Boca Raton, 2621 North Federal Highway. Next Sunday at 5 to 7 is a storytelling slam. You don't need to register. Just show up and get on the list.
Well, we'd like stories for the Public Storyteller as well. How can they get in touch with you about Robot Brewery and the Public Storyteller?
Send me an email, cneile, C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday. Thank you.